All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Almani Guys podcast. This is episode number one, the official number one episode. I'm joined here by Chow and Tom, and my name is Kirk. How's it going, guys?
Good, very good.
Hey, Kirk, what's up? Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Yeah. All right, so we got a big show coming up, a lot of topics. I've been fighting with Chow to try to boil it down, but he's not budging on some of this stuff, but we'll see how fast we can get through it. Hopefully keeping this under 30 minutes. All right, let's see what we got first. Let's see, news, six strikes plan starting in November. All right, we're talking about that. We got some Lance Armstrong stuff.
It's strong.
Some sports news, finally.
Got some, I know, Lakers. A lot of people are messaging me saying, where's the sports? Where's the sports? I'm like, here you go, you got your sports.
Nobody listens to this. Nobody imaginary.
Yeah, like, well, the three people.
Yeah.
Don't want it.
Games review. Let's see. That's cool. We got Resident Evil. Lightning round. What is this lightning round? Oh, we got some tech talk.
Yeah. Real quick.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Real quick for you people that like to complain.
Yeah, for real. All right. So let's start. What's all this about Six Strikes and You're Out? By the ISPs, AT&T, and all those guys. I heard something about this where if you're caught downloading like illegal stuff like torrents or whatever six times, they're just going to take away your internet. Is that right?
I have no idea.
Tom, you want to go first?
No, I had not heard about this, so please.
Enlighten Tom, Chow. Yes.
Educate me.
So this is pretty important to anyone that's actually listening to this podcast that has the internet. So it's a bunch of the big companies, AT&T, Verizon, Time Warner, Comcast, and Cablevision. They're having a little plan here to try to curb piracy, especially through like BitTorrent or illegal like Ware sites.
Ware
so you get Yes, Ware is with a Z.
Yes.
So if you get caught, after I believe even after the first time, they're gonna send you an email to like whatever the administrator like email is for your internet service, and they're gonna say, "Hey, we noticed that you're downloading this stuff. It's copyrighted. You got a warning." And then after it escalates up to number six, you have to complete a piracy
training class, right?
Training module. Yeah, so you're going back to college.
It's like this? Traffic school, but for
traffic school,
internet
traffic.
Traffic.
School, but not as serious. Traffic school's like, what, $300?
That is entirely stupid.
So you have to finish this training module within a period of like 7 days or so before you, and that's like you're cut off before you can get, before you'll get blocked from using the service. You'll basically get kicked off the service. You don't have to pay anymore, but you'll get service. So it's kind of a big deal because they're actually going to be actively searching and looking at what you're looking at online, what you're downloading, what you're listening to.
Uh-oh. So is this, like, for reals? Like, I mean, has it been implemented? Or is this on top?
Not yet. It's going to be next month in November, I think, believe, like, mid-November.
Holy crap.
Go ahead, Kirk.
That's kind of coming up.
That's very soon. Yeah, that's why we're talking about it. It's very current. There's of course ways to get around it, like using proxies and things like that.
Right.
But for the average person, they don't know how to do that. So,
well, for the average person, do they torrent?
A lot of people torrent. Like, people that are, you know, listening to this podcast and go on
torrenting this podcast right now.
Yeah, they're illegally downloading this podcast.
Yes.
Like, maybe they don't torrent a lot, but maybe they can't watch King of Thrones. They can't watch, you know, Homeland. It's on Showtime. They don't have cable.
Right.
Then that's really your only choice. You can't really. There's no Hulu option for Game of Thrones. You know,
right.
So
right.
You have to pay the cable subscribers or Dish Network to get those shows. So you're kind of out of luck. Or especially if you live in like outside of the U.S. You know, if you live in like, I don't know, somewhere in the Middle East where you don't get cable.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pirate. You don't really have a choice, you know?
Right. Tom, so, initial thoughts?
It's entirely stupid, like I said before. And I'm surprised that, you know, this hasn't gotten a lot of coverage. So we're definitely going to have to put some source links into the show notes at the end.
Yeah, for sure. I've only heard it from other podcasts, too, that
really?
I've listened to. Yeah.
I have not heard about it at all. So
you won't hear about it until somebody somewhat important or famous is like, hey, I just got booted from my ISP. I'm pissed off. So until it happens, until someone gets booted or gets like threatening letters, you're probably not going to hear anything from CNN and those guys yet.
I'm sure there's a Reddit thread about this, right? I mean, there's got to be.
Definitely. time to blame Obama.
Yeah, Obama's fault, guys.
Mitt Romney, he's a believer in the free market, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
They can block whatever they want. It's their business.
This is true, I guess.
Because we can totally switch to a different cable provider.
You only have two options. You have what? In Almonte, you have Time Warner, and then what? AT&T, that's it, right?
Yeah, but AT&T's not cable. So if you want cable, you have one choice.
You have one choice, or you can get, like, if you're rich, satellite, or, like, get a Wi-Fi through Verizon or Sprint. Like, you have really no options.
How long until El Monte gets Google Fiber?
Maybe never.
Yeah. Never.
San Gabriel Valley? How about somewhere in the San Gabriel Valley?
There's a chance. I would say
there's
maybe
a chance. Like Pasadena.
Arcadia.
that's the area where they're rich. A little more money.
But isn't it geared toward the not rich people?
Yeah, but you know how it goes.
It should come to El Monte first, in fact.
Perhaps. We do have enough people.
I don't think there's 100,000 plus population. For El Monte.
Yeah, but I don't think there's a
low tier cable on DSL, so I don't think anyone's screaming.
Net zero.
High speed internet.
Well, there's no history there of El Monte getting anything first, so.
It's not going to happen. Maybe 5 years from now.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. All right. Well, that's something to look out for, I guess.
Definitely.
Next on the agenda, we got Lance Armstrong stepping down. Oh, crap. This was a big controversy for a while. They've been trying to get him, and then he gave up the fight, and then now it looks like we got his own teammates whistleblowing, you know.
Nike let him go. That's his biggest sponsor, right? He gets like $20, $30 million a year.
Jeez. That's huge.
Kind of the white flag, guys.
And that's it, huh? So is Lance Armstrong? Is he? You know, was he cheating? I mean, that's final now.
I would probably say that evidence leads to him cheating, but the flip side of the argument is that nearly everyone else is cheating as well. So he was he was amongst cheats. You gonna give it to the?
He's the king cheater.
Was he cheating?
Yeah. Well, I think what's working for him is that he's not Barry Bonds. You know, people don't hate him, so I think he'll be fine.
He actually does something like he actually
the cancer card, or what's going on here?
He can play the cancer card, but generally, you know, unless you're Barry Bonds, you should be okay. People still love you.
Mark McGwire.
Well, we got guys like Michael Vick, dogfighting, who's in jail for like 2 years almost.
Right,
but everybody loves him now again.
So, sexual assault. You know, he had to go to a settlement court, you know? So Lance, I think initially he's taking a lot of heat right now, but a year from now, people are going to forget about it. They're still going to buy their gear. They're still going to bike. They're still going to, you know, support cancer research.
No, it's like elementary school, you know? Your citizenship grades are good, so you're fine.
I always had bad citizenship grades.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I had good grades, but I didn't have good citizenship grades. That was a shame.
Poor participation skills.
No, I don't even know. I don't know. I participated a lot. Too much, almost. I think that was the...
I always thought the participation grade, or effort grade? I thought your teacher like hated you. Like if you had an A but you got like C for effort, I just meant like your teacher hated you.
Or you were like the sociopath of the class or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. So Lance Armstrong, I don't know. I still look up to him. And like you said, yeah, it is in a sport of where that cheating culture or that doping culture is very prevalent, and it's really easy to, you know, argue. Like if you're in the mindset of an athlete in that sport, well, everybody else is doing it. I need to, just to keep up. I definitely just need to do it. You know, and I don't know. I mean, is it justified? I don't know.
Well, either way, for good parents, it's a good teaching moment for their kids. You know, even your heroes are not perfect.
You're definitely not perfect. I don't think there's a single athlete or celebrity out there that has no flaws. So
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
I still believe.
Remember Tiger Woods? He was the most boring, like, big-time superstar athlete, and now he's, like, he's awesome. He's, like, one of us. Other than being
killed, I'm sure rich. I don't sleep with that many women.
No, but
know
I'm saying, like, other than him being extremely good at golf and being rich, like,
he's not one of us, then. How is that one of us?
He's not perfect. You know, he is affected by outside things. He's not that killer or that robot. He is a mortal, just like you and me.
He right. sins. That's what it is. He sins.
Yes.
So well, if you were to see Superman, I don't know, peddling drugs or something, you know, that's kind of how it felt like, because, like, Lance Armstrong to me was this super athlete. I mean, I didn't really know of this doping culture and bicycling. But I guess, you know, looking into it, I'm like, wow, this is more prevalent than I thought. And, I don't know. It was just a weird moment. And then I try to rationalize it by thinking, yeah, I mean, if that was the culture. I didn't have an analogy, so I don't know. I'm still kind of trying to chew it myself.
It's conflicting for me, Kirk, because I look up to Lance. I follow the Tour de France, and I support his cause. But at the same time, if you get caught, you get caught. So you can't have it both ways. You can't be a saint and also, you know, when the truth comes out, you can't just be blindly following him. You have to reevaluate, like, what are your beliefs? What are your values?
Right.
And, you know, I'm really torn because, you know, He has done a lot, but at the same time, he kind of took the shortcut, you know?
Your final thoughts, Tom?
No, I think we'll get more into it as we, looking at the show notes, talking more about sports, so
all right.
We're pretty sure we'll talk more about that.
it'll come back, for
the
sure.
The Lance
yes,
factor.
For sure. Yes.
What do we got next? Alex Rodriguez benched. Oh, what happened? Enlighten us, Chow.
Okay, so me and Tom, we're the baseball buffs here. So A-Rod, top paid player in baseball right now, he's been having a hard time in the playoffs. Like, I think he had a stretch versus right-handers, 0-for-18, 12 strikeouts. So I think late in the second round, they benched him. Well, not benched him, but they pitch hit for him. And then his backup, he hit two home runs and they won the game.
Hmm.
And then, like, a few games down the line, he literally just did not play at all. You know, he did not start. He came off the bench as, like, a pinch runner. And this is a guy getting paid, like, $29 million a year. You know, he was the, at one time, the best player in major leagues. You know, he's a lot older now, 37 years old. He's had the, you know, he got caught using steroids, PEDs. So that might be a part of it. But it's kind of sad because A-Rod, he's not a guy that's really likable, but you have to respect accomplishments. You know, he might be up there in the home run all time. I think he's like at 600 something home runs right now, so he has an outside chance of getting to Barry Bonds, another cheater. And it's I don't really like A-Rod, but at the same time, it's just sad to see, like, if it happened to someone like Kobe Bryant, you know, someone that you really look up to professionally, athletically, and just to see him, like, kind of like a shell of himself, it's kind of sad.
Right. I don't know, you like baseball, Tom?
Not particularly. I don't know why he threw that one in there.
Well, you used to baseball follow baseball, both. Tom. You're gonna know more than Kirk.
Right, I follow a little bit. Big reason why they got swept is because Derek Jeter got hurt. And he's our captain, so morale went down and they couldn't score. So what do you figure? But hey, I mean, if not making it further into playoffs is a disappointment to a team, then I think you're doing pretty good for a team, because most teams don't even make the postseason.
Yeah, but Tom, we're talking about the Yankees.
Yeah, this is the Yankees, though, right?
They're the premier franchise.
Yeah, but they'll bounce
back.
That's
like when the Lakers lose in the first or second round, you're like, what happened? You know, you spent all this money for a disappointment.
Right, right. But, you know they're going to come back. They're going to still spend all that money and get the best
talent.
Sure,
yeah. So I never would count the Yankees out because they're just rich.
Right.
They have that TV deal. They have all this money coming in through merchandising and
tickets. I mean, they're so ridiculously rich that even their stadiums that I read one time has, like, their own farmer's market inside the stadiums.
Wow,
it's
are you kidding
ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite ridiculous.
If I ever relocate to New York. I got to go to a Yankee game. That's on the bucket list.
Yeah. Well, obviously. Speaking of Lakers, what's going on?
Ooh, so, something to my heart. Okay, Lakers, they've been having a hard time in the preseason, but their biggest acquisition this offseason, Dwight Howard, he's back. He had a strong debut against the Sacramento Kings, 19 points, 12 rebounds, 4 blocks. So he looked pretty strong. Probably not 100% yet, but he's getting there. I'm excited for this season, but it might not be easy. The team's bench is not that great. The starters are probably going to play a lot more minutes than they want to. They're running a new offense. So, you know, at the end of the day, probably a slow start, but they're probably, I'm thinking, maybe number 2 seed behind Oklahoma City coming up for the season. And if they can beat Oklahoma City, you know, who's going to be waiting for them in the final? LeBron James.
Oh, snap. That's going to be scary. I want to see it.
I think the Lakers, with just the amount of superstar of firepower that they have, it's going to be the hottest ticket in town. Bigger than USC, bigger than if the NHL ever comes back, bigger than the Dodgers. So it's going to be expensive to go to a Lakers game, and hell, it's going to be hard to even watch the Lakers.
Clippers, because... baby.
Clippers, yeah. Very, very. I think your best bet to watch a game is Clippers, half the price.
Tom,
Clippers,
do you Lakers follow game. Basketball?
Barely. Yeah. I think in general, I don't think I don't like it as much because I think the players, they cry too much.
They do cry a lot.
More so than soccer?
No. But
Los you know,
at least, you know, but at least here in the U.S., basketball is more popular. So
right,
I don't really care about soccer.
Well, Tom, yeah. speaking of soccer, they're having a new rule, the NBA anti-flopping rule.
Yeah,
so they're going to review video after games, and they're going to assess you fines.
Are you serious? You know?
Yeah, it should be pretty funny.
$50,000. So I would love to see, like, I don't know who's a big time flopper, but Ginobili, like, out tonight flopping.
Blake Griffin. The entire Clippers team.
Oh.
Chris Paul, he's out for a week. Bad acting. Blake Griffin, duh, he's done for the year. Stern doesn't like him.
Oh, you know what was crazy? I was just at a water polo game here at UCSD, and UCSD was playing Air Force. And I guess one of our guys was being an aggressor. And then the Air Force guy was so mad that he tried to drown one of our guys. I've never seen that before. It's called brutality. And it's just like attempting to drown somebody, apparently. Yeah.
So I was like, what? This is water polo meets Mortal Kombat or what?
No, water polo is actually a very, very physical sport. Like everything under the water, you never see, but it's crazy.
But you can do that.
That's
legal.
It's not legal. He got penalized. He's out like five games or something.
That's part of the game. Like, that's rough, man.
No, but that's a call. I'm saying that's a call. Brutality. Like, what's after that? Like, fatality or what?
Shots.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, that was kind of scary. We were all booing him and all this stuff.
Sounds kind of exciting though, because I know they have cameras under the water. Can the refs look at that?
I wonder if he was grabbing his balls or something. I don't know what could have set him off. But
I don't know. Our exposure to water polo is only once every 4 years, Summer Olympics.
That's it.
All right, let's move on to NHL. Tom, this is your area of expertise. What's going on? Lockout.
Yep, lockout, because the owners are greedy. Yep. They started out, here's the story real quick.
Okay.
Started out their initial offer. Right now, the players are taking 57% of revenues, right? So 50% of the revenues comes in is basically what the cap is for all of the teams, right? So as revenue goes up, the cap goes up. If the revenues go down, the cap goes down. They have 57%. The NHL first proposal out of the gate, we want it down to 46%. Might even be 43%. So they wanted them to take a drastic cut.
That's a big difference.
Right.
What, every 1% is like hundreds of millions of dollars, right?
Every other league that has a cap, baseball, basketball, NFL. Actually, baseball, I don't think they have cap.
There's no cap now.
Yeah, there's Yankees. No cap. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Basketball, NHL, you know, NFL, 50%, 50-50, right? Mm-hmm. So they started, like, lowballing, right? And then dragged on for 2 months, you know. They brought it up, you know, a little bit. And then this last week, they came out and finally said, all right, we're going to do 50-50. This is the NHL saying we're going to do 50-50. And then everyone's like, oh, that's, you know, reasonable, you know, after your 43%.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest stickler for the players, even though they're 57% right now, the difference will be made up in deferred payments, right? And they those deferred payments will come out of the player's end later on. So basically, you know, it's players paying players. The owners are just like, we're going to do 50-50. You guys, you know, have to handle the differences. So, of course, that's a no. That's not even – that's a non-starter, right? And right before the lockout happened, you know, the NHL still signed all these – a bunch of players to long-term contracts, you know, $6 million, $5 million per year, and they don't want to pay the entire contract. They're like, well, you know, if it's more than 50-50, it's going to come out of other players' pockets. So this is where we're at. Yep, this is where we're at.
Tom, and for the casual hockey fan, is this going to end? Are we going to have an NHL season this year? What do you think?
Hard to say. I mean, they still have a couple of days before this whole 50-50 thing, and there's like a deadline so that they can still have a full season. As of right now, if they start right now, they can have one extra game every 5 weeks and still be able to have an entire full season and end right around the same time they usually do. But as of right now, it doesn't look very good. The Players Association came back with three proposals. You know, okay, this is what we can do to kind of get to 50-50 eventually. Or, you know, maybe if we do 50-50 right now, but you guys still have to honor all the contracts you signed. The NHL looked at it for about an hour, walked out, said, no, this is not something we can do. You know, so they didn't really, you know, bother looking at it. So we'll see. I mean, at this point, I'm guessing it's going to go on for a while.
If we don't have a season, does that mean the Kings will be champions again? Have the crown?
Well, no, they don't.
They give us the cup.
No, they just don't play a season, and then but you know, whenever they do start again, the Kings will still be the defending champs. But you know, it's just the year that you
throw another parade by default. Yes.
Tom, in your opinion, who do you think has leverage in these negotiations?
You know, they own all the, you know, the teams. They own all the money. So I mean, the players has just. They just have to try to get the best deal they can.
Can they play in Europe like they did in the last lockout back in, 2004, right?
Players have already signed, you know, short-term deals or, you know, month-to-month or game-to-game contracts overseas.
Prepaid so, you plans.
Know, once, you know, the lockout ends, they have out clauses, then they just come back.
So there's no rush to get back. They're still getting some type of salary, the players, a lot of them.
Right, and then, you know, that might fracture, you know, the union a little bit because some players are just staying and not trying to get a new contract. Right. So some players are getting paid, others are not. But, you know, we'll see.
All right.
Looking bleak, okay.
I guess we'll see.
It's not sounding very good.
Would they come out with the NHL 2013 video game if nobody played?
Well, yeah, back in September. And, well, of course, I had to get it, you know, the Kings.
Oh, that's right. 2K14.
Yeah.
It's just gonna be it's not even gonna be a roster update. It's just gonna be like, okay, we're just gonna come out with the game.
There's nobody on the ice. It's really it turned into a debate kind of game. Objection.
There's no league. There's just a fighting mode. That's it.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of video games, what do we got going on? Resident Evil 6. Did you play it, Chow?
Ooh, yes, I got it. I got it the first week it came out. It's an interesting game because it's very similar to Resident Evil 5. A lot of action, not really that much scariness or horror. The controls are very complicated, so if you're not good at games or Resident Evil games, like 4 or 5, you're going to have a difficult time because there's no tutorial. All the stuff I learned, either I had to learn online, like on GameFAQs, or YouTube, or
so
just
for the hardcore gamers, huh?
So, oh yeah, it's a hardcore game. If you just picked it up and you don't really play games, you're gonna get killed. Like, I recommend amateur or easy mode because you don't have to do any of the quick time events, and you're not gonna be getting, you know, all the cheap deaths are you're going to avoid most of those. Mm-hmm. But if you like action games and you like playing online, it's a solid title. Lots of shooting, a new upgrade system, really good graphics. Come on, shooting zombies. It's pretty fun. I only would recommend buying it if you're a big fan of the franchise, the last couple of games.
Right.
If you're unsure, you're on the fence, probably a rental, maybe a Redbox, or just get it on Gamefly, or just maybe borrow from a friend. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely worth playing if you like action games that have a steep learning curve. There's a lot of replay value. You could play Mercenaries, which is kind of like a time trial. You could also play online with other people, and there's a lot of value in the game. I played through the first three campaigns. It's about 30 hours.
Wow.
And then Mercenaries, you could probably play anywhere between 20 to 50 hours in Mercenaries. So it's a lot of gameplay, but like I said, it's not for everyone. If you're unsure, at least rent it.
Yeah, I never got into Resident Evil. I guess when I was playing, it was that and Silent Hill, and I like Silent Hill a little more. But even still, I mean, man, I never liked getting scared, you know? Like, playing... Some people play, like, Slender, you know? Have you guys seen Slender?
No.
Oh,
you guys got it. I'll send you guys some links. But basically, it's about the Slender Man. He's chasing you.
They actually made a game out of it?
Yeah, and you're just That's collecting notes, and he appears, and people are scared shitless. And I'm like,
that sounds like Clock Tower. That sounds like Clock Tower, like a big guy with like a big pair of scissors.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know why people like to get scared. I don't even like watching, like, Saw or anything, like those kind of movies. I guess it's not my cup of tea.
It's like a psychological thing. Like, you get a thrill from not having control. That's kind of like where it originates from.
Right.
Like getting chased, or like just, you know, you're out of ammo, or you're out of health. Like, just to kind of, like, you're on the edge. Like, because you have
normal activity stuff.
Yeah, because if it's a game where you have a lot of health, or it's easy, like, you're never really, there's no urgency. But if you're getting killed all the time, or like you have to be careful, you have to walk slowly.
Right.
In the game.
Yeah.
Some people get a kick out of that.
Tom, what about you? You like that?
Generally no, but you know. The Wii U has a zombie U, and that looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, that does look pretty interesting. Oh, when is the Wii U coming out, by the way?
Early November, so very soon. Very, very soon.
Are you going to get one?
I'm thinking about it, yeah. I don't know, right at launch, though. I'm generally not the, you know.
Early adopter kind.
Yeah.
Do you have, I forget, do you have a Wii right now?
No, actually.
I know you have an Xbox.
Yeah, that's the only thing I have from this generation.
Okay, that's cool. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm thinking about it, too.
Ooh, sorry about that.
Ooh, got some background noise. Hey, Tom. Jump on the Harley.
Let's see. What is Universal Hollywood Horror Nights? What's that all about?
Horror Nights. So this is like an annual thing that they have at Universal Studios Hollywood, where they convert the park into
Gotcha. Is it kind of like Knott's Scary Farm?
Yeah, it's similar to Knott's Scary Farm. I would say it's a little better, or a lot better, because the entire park is kind of like a scare zone. There's no designated areas where, you know, they don't have fog or any.
Oh, man, I just don't understand this. Why do you want to get pay somebody to scare you?
It's actually pretty fun, because it's not like they can actually attack you or hurt you.
Yeah.
It's more of like a jump scare, you know.
Right.
So.
I've been a Knott's Scary Farm. You know, you're right. It's pretty cool, because like, especially when you have like girls in your party or something, you're walking
around. Yeah, when you go in a group of people or with other people that you know, it's really fun. Going by yourself is probably going to be pretty scary or not that fun. But going with a few people.
How much are tickets?
I got my ticket for about $50 if you buy them online. I think they're still selling them, and it's still going through Halloween. So if you want to check it out, my recommendation, get there early, because they give early access pass to The Walking Dead. They have like a tour or a tram for The Walking Dead or Transformers. So you can get an hour early and get those out of the way, because those have the longest lines. So get there an hour before the gates open. And they'll let you in, so you don't have to wait through lines. So that's
kind of
cool.
That's cool. All right, something to think about. So speaking of TV shows, we got some Homeland reviews. You guys want to do that right now?
Sure, let's do that.
All right, Tom, what do you got?
All right, so if you guys haven't been watching the show, it's pretty good. It's pretty intense. It's basically 24, but less Jack Bauer, more...
terrorism.
Yeah, it's more terrorism. It's a lot more suspenseful, you know. In the beginning of the first season, you don't know who's a terrorist, who isn't. You know, is she crazy? Is she not?
They don't even tell you until like episode like 6 or 7.
Yeah, and even then, you know, it does a pretty good job presenting, you know, both sides of the story. You know, why some people become terrorists and why other people, you know, need to find terrorists. And there's bad people on both sides, just like in real life.
Interesting. So there's 3 episodes so far?
Yeah, in the second season.
In the second season. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, at the end of the third episode, you know, a lot of the stuff that they thought was buried forever at the end of the first season start coming back out.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep. So tonight was the 4th episode, which I haven't seen yet, but we'll see, because they just figured out some stuff.
Uh-oh.
There's a lot of stuff going on. I probably don't want to spoil it too much, but... if you like 24, if you like terrorism or home, uh-huh. or you know, home security shows, this is something that you want to definitely check out. I would recommend just going to just check out the highlight. Can you still watch it on the Showtime website, Tom, or how do you access this?
I don't know, but going back to the whole pirate thing, you know.
So you know, I'm not gonna promote piracy.
Six strikes, guys.
I'm not going to promote piracy on this show, but a way to get around this BitTorrent thing, you can go on one of my favorite TV websites, sidereel.com. I'll put it in the show notes. You can go there, and I'll give you links to streaming sites where you can check out different TV shows like Homeland. So if you happen to not have Showtime, then you can check it out, and if it's worth watching, you can continue following it. But
yeah,
it's a show I would recommend. Tom, is it just me, or this season has a lot more action?
So far in the 3 episodes, it's, you know, I mean, they start out with operation in Beirut, so, you know, there's definitely a lot more action.
There's like car chases, there's like shootouts. A little less cerebral this season. Maybe they have a bigger budget.
Yeah, they definitely try to start off with a bang and then maybe settle into a season long.
That's actually kind of smart, because a lot of the casual viewers are jumping in. They're like, why is this shit so slow? Why is the show so boring? Why is there so much exposition? So if you give them a little action, kind of draw them in and then hit them with the hammer, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Claire Danes is definitely the star of the show. And
I never really was a big fan of Claire Danes, but after watching this, she's an amazing actress.
Yeah, she has a very ugly panic face. So it's pretty good.
That's awesome.
If you like to see grown women breaking down psychologically,
that was really good.
This is the show you want to watch.
Yeah,
man, maybe I should get into it. I haven't watched like TV. I don't even watch like, you know, Daily Show or any of those comedy things anymore, like SNL.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think it's. I feel like I don't have time for it, but I know I waste so much time. So why don't I fill it with TV shows and at least you know, be able to participate.
Yeah.
like I said, if you're kind of interested, like we're kind of hyping it up a lot, I would watch the pilot, because the pilot's really well done.
Okay.
You might want to. I think if I'm not sure if it's still on there, you could check on if you don't want to watch the streaming. Try PlayStation, PSN, the video store.
Wait, is it on Hulu?
I don't think so, because it's on cable.
Yeah, that's the thing about all these services. I mean, I would totally recommend them, but it's really hard to keep track of which networks are on which. Like, you know, you have Netflix, you have Hulu Plus, you have, you know, all of these different ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult. I mean, you know, let's say you only watch like 2 shows from HBO. You watch a Showtime show.
$15.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Right.
I was hoping Google TV would fix that, but I don't
think
they did anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's partly HBO and, you know, Showtime, all those people's faults, because they're totally locked into the...
exactly.
You know, HBO doesn't want to offer, you know, HBO-only streaming online, you know, for like $8 a month, which people would pay.
Right.
Yeah, you know. What's better, $10 a month a la carte, or having to pay, like, anywhere between $60 to $80 to buy cable TV?
Yeah.
When is that
going to
happen?
What's more profitable?
When is that going to happen, you guys think? Like, where we can have true a la carte television? Like, let's say I buy, you know, these, you know, 5 channels. I probably only watch, like, five channels when I actually did watch TV, like including sports, you know.
Right. Well, it's probably going to happen in like, you know, we're probably talking 10 or 20 years. We'll be old.
Not yet. I think Google, they're trying to get there, but they don't really have the strength of position to force the cable the content providers to do that. But that's their plan. They kind of already do that with they have like an add-on package where it's like plus $10 on top of the TV service to get certain, I think like Cinemax or something like that. But right. Showtime, they're HBO, those guys are crazy. They're like the United States. They don't negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, yeah, they don't believe in all that online stuff. You know, the current model for them works, so they're gonna
internet's
bleed that
just
out.
A fad, guys.
Right. Well, they're gonna bleed, you know, cable TV out until they have to go.
They have to do that.
That's what I feel about like the oil companies. You know, it's like we're just gonna do this until
right.
They run out of oil.
Right. They delay the inevitable.
Yeah, but I don't know. Whatever, I guess it's a numbers thing, right?
Right.
It is a numbers game. You know, if you can make a lot of money, then why change?
Well, it's exactly fine. If they're not going to disrupt their own business, then somebody else is going to do it eventually. Mm-hmm. You know, be it Google, be it Apple, be it, you know, somebody else.
Facebook, Amazon. Guys.
Yeah, or even Facebook.
Zynga.
I mean,
be it Zynga.
Yeah, even Netflix is doing their own, you know, programming.
This is true.
Know, like Arrested Development, which is a pretty big thing.
Pretty big cult following. I don't know about.
I think so. I mean, it's a good show. You guys should watch it. Speaking of shows, Arrested Development. You have to see Arrested
Firefly.
Development.
Anybody?
Firefly is good too. All the cult classics.
Yeah.
We're gonna get Joss Whedon fans calling in to complain to us now. Stop trying to hype up our show so much.
All right.
I still want to be like an indie TV watcher.
I mean, Joss Whedon's mainstream now. He made the Avengers.
Avengers, yeah. Right. Avengers 2, is he slated for that?
Yeah.
For sure. No, there's no doubt that there's going to be an Avengers 2.
He's also working on a S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show.
Oh, I've heard about that. What happened to that Wonder Woman TV show?
Oh, that never worked out.
Dang. Oh, yeah. Well.
Oh, well. Kirk, so we have a couple of tech... news things.
Uh-oh, the thing that everybody dreads. The tech.
Ooh, okay, we're gonna be. It's gonna be a quick and painful, painless this time.
Quick
around.
And painful.
quick and painful.
Like a bullet wound.
We're not gonna extract it right away. We're gonna let you simmer. Simmer a little bit.
Yeah. All right, Microsoft is coming out with the Windows Surface tablets and starting at $499 for the 32 gig. You know, what do you guys think? Is that a good price or what?
It's a decent price on Surface, but you know, I mean, you're getting not Windows 8, you're getting Windows RT, which is totally different. You know,
can you elaborate? I'm not
okay.
Really sure what that is.
All right, so the difference is that Windows 8 runs on, you know, Intel processors, right? Mm-hmm. And Windows RT runs on ARM processors. This is what a lot of mobile devices are.
Got it.
So two different kinds of processors, two different architectures. So programs that you have for RT
might not be compatible, or
right, and like developers have to write two different versions essentially, and most people most developers will probably just target Windows 8, so RT gets left behind. So there's a lot more extra work. You know, people will be confused because Microsoft hasn't done a very good job of educating customers about what the differences are.
They haven't educated customers at all.
No.
You have to go to the website to get information about
that. Right. So when, you know, people buy the Surface tablet at $499, bring it home, they're like, well, how come all my programs don't work on it? Well, it's because they're not compatible.
I see.
So you're basically buying an iPad with a smaller ecosystem that has Microsoft Office support.
Right.
That's the main hook, the keyboard and Microsoft Office.
Yeah, and even then it doesn't run in the new UI. You have to jump back to old, you know, desktop.
It's not even, menu UI.
Yeah, it's not even optimized for touch. So they have a uphill to climb, especially, you know, with the cover, the smart keyboard costing $120, $130 more.
Yeah.
But that's a pretty big investment for, you know,
Tom, if they were able to do the $499 with the keyboard, either one, I think they would have a slam dunk. Like, anyone that's looking to have larger, like a different type of productivity device to get work done on the go, that would be a very good value proposition. I think they're shooting themselves in the foot with the pricing and just not including the keyboard, because that's their main draw. That's, if you've seen the commercial, which is really, really well done, if I was an average person, I would think, hey, it comes with a keyboard, cool. But when you go to the store, it's like, oh, $600 to get the one with the keyboard. Like, that's not really, that's too much money. You can buy a Nexus 7, a new phone, and like, and still have $200 left to buy apps. So yeah. How is that compelling, $600? It's not, right?
Yeah, it's a tough sell. Hmm. I mean,
I guess we'll see. I don't know. I thought maybe it'd be the other way around, where Windows 8 wouldn't get that much support and the mobile would actually get more, because, you know, it is a tablet. I don't know. I just feel like the mobile space has grown so much that maybe developers are flocking to that instead.
No, it'll be interesting to see how, you know, I mean, a lot of people thought that, you know, certain products would never be big, like, you know, the original iPod or, you know,
that's
the
true.
Android phones, you know? So
right, it's all speculation really right now.
I think really that how they're doing right now, if they can get slightly more successful than the Zune, that's going to be about as good as Microsoft's going to do. So
Zune was awesome, guys.
That could be considered a flop or a success, but
that's
not going to beat the iPad, it's not going to beat the Kindle Fire or the...
Yes, the Zune set the standard.
Yes.
So the bar is pretty low for Microsoft.
Dude, have you used the Zune? It's pretty awesome.
The Zune's nice. It's a nice device. Very niche device, but it's nice.
Yeah, I really like the design. You know, it's a precursor to Metro, which is not Metro anymore because of copyright problems.
Right. Yeah. Windows phone platform or whatever.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. I mean, I don't... It could be cool, but I have my doubts.
I would like to use one before I make my final decision.
Right. Yeah, Best Buy. To Best Buy, everybody. That's why we have these big box stores, guys.
Yeah.
Go test it out at Best Buy. Order it on Amazon. Yes. All right, HTC J Butterfly. What is this?
Kirk, this is a brand new phone that the HTC just announced. It's exclusive for Japan right now. It has, I would say, the best specs I've seen on any mobile device. 1080p screen. So where are you at, Retina? 440 ppi.
Pixels per inch, right?
So basically you're not seeing any gaps, no pixels. Super LCD 3 screen tech display, so we're looking at something that's better than you know, the Optimus G or the One X or the GS3 or even the iPhone 5. 16 gigs of onboard memory, 2 gigs of RAM, which is kind of standard now, 1.5 gigahertz quad-core processor, and Jelly Bean 4.1.
Well, can it be... Can it be brought over here? Otherwise, I'm not interested.
Not yet. This is a phone that is
exclusive
to that particular market. But I'm betting that a lot of these specs are going to come over to HTC's phone lineup next spring. So for sure, the LCD3 and probably the RAM, the processor. Hopefully, they can get the screen over as well. That's probably the most expensive part of the phone. So we're looking at probably a $700 phone off contract and maybe $300. On contract, but if you have something this powerful, I would say it's worth the extra $100 premium, because you're talking about something that is gonna...
Well, how big is this phone?
It's a 5-inch phone. That's a huge phone. It's not a tablet. it's not a phone. It's a beast.
Oh man,
it's a phablet.
A phablet.
Yes.
Hopefully, they can follow Motorola with a closer to like an edge to edge screen, so there's not a lot of bezel. But we'll see when this comes out to the market in Japan. The you know Engadget, those guys, they'll review it, and hopefully in the spring, April, these features will come over to America. Because
right,
I could definitely you know, I'm not up for a phone upgrade anytime soon. But if phones are getting this nice, mm-hmm. you know, it's looking good for Android, because you have the variety of handset devices. You could pick and choose what you want to get.
So, okay, speaking of which, if people are going off their contract soon, or the contract is up soon, what's mm-hmm. What's the phone to get, Tom?
It depends on where your network is, you know.
Let's say I have Verizon or AT&T, the two big
Verizon.
Guys.
Well, let's see. The best Apple phones, obviously that iPhone 5.
Best so iPhone 5, okay.
Android phone right now, what is it? You're either choosing between the Galaxy S3 or the Galaxy Nexus, maybe?
Yeah.
I think the HTC One X series is pretty good. I'm not sure if that's on Sprint.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
They have the
Evo series on Sprint.
It's basically like a beefed up One X.
Right. Oh, yeah, the One X Plus that they just released.
Right. Okay, I think that's enough phone talk before we get hate mail.
Oh, yeah, and some Lumia phones, maybe.
Yeah, the 920.
Oh, Lumia. So,
whenever
those are. If you're like an independent voter, go with the Lumia 920.
Dude, I want the Lumia so bad, guys. You don't even know.
I mean,
come
actually.
Come on, Kirk, just do it, man. Just sell your Nexus. Get whatever
the
you
camera,
can.
The camera in that phone is so good. It's better than any camera out there right now.
It's very nice.
iPhone camera is better than any of the Android cameras.
But Kirk, you've been all talk, man. Like you've been talking about it, but you haven't gotten a Windows 10 device yet.
I'm scared.
But did you guys see about the whole like Nokia advertisement for the camera? But it's not actual the phone's camera. It was a.
It's a red camera. It's a 4K red camera.
That doesn't help Nokia.
On like a glide cams.
Yeah. They're setting expectations pretty high for the camera, so we'll see.
But I've seen the true camera image stabilization. It is pretty legit, guys. So,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's just kind of strange how they
kind of. If you get the 920, if you trade up for the 920, I expect a nice review from you, Kirk, okay?
Yes, of course. My reviews are short. Either get it or don't. So
we'll give you 90-second review.
Yeah, honestly, if I couldn't have an iOS device, I would probably choose a Windows phone
over Android. Jellybean?
No, yeah. Even like design wise, it's not even close.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't deny Windows phone. They have probably the best design devices.
Right. Nokia phones are looking pretty good. They still look kind of big to me, but. Maybe they'll make smaller ones. Maybe
that's the trade-off for beauty, something beautiful,
well,
right?
To our listeners, if you're coming off contract soon, I mean, you got options now. It's not just
lots
the
of
iPhone,
options. Lots of
it's
options. Lots of options.
Not just the Android. RIM. We got RIM, right? Come on, guys.
Next year, right, Tom?
Not gonna happen. They're dead.
Oh, calling it.
QNX, anyone?
No, it's not gonna happen.
Okay. We're gonna get more hate mail. anything left, Kirk? Or are we pretty much done?
Yeah,
here?
You know what? I wanted to go to board games, but I wanna dedicate more time to Tom for board games.
So
yeah.
next show. Tom, you wanna join us next week, Tom, for board game talk?
Yeah, we'll start off with board games next time.
Okay, we'll do that for sure.
I would like it if we did less topics, get a little more focused, and just have better discussions. I felt
no problem. Yeah, we can pare down the topics. We actually did pretty good today. Because consolidated, but...
Yeah, but we're still at the same time mark.
Okay, we'll just edit things out.
We'll splice it in.
Yes. You'll just have me talking, because I like the sound of my voice.
Yeah, too. Pretty much.
All right, sounds good.
Well, hello.
All right, well, that's it, I guess, that's another week. This is the episode 1. If you didn't catch episode 0, it's on our... it's on our feed, RSS feed. So this is the official episode 1 of the Omani Guys podcast. We're all from Omani, except I don't live there anymore. Asterisk. But I still go back every now and then. Go back to my old stomping grounds, hang out with these guys. Big D's next time. What's up?
Maybe.
Yeah, get some of their secret menu stuff. Oh, we should do a review on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they do have a secret menu.
It could be pretty loud there, so we'll see.
Yeah, people are getting shot outside, or car accidents, or something.
Watch yourself.
No, it'd just be the bus going by every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, thank you for listening, and leave us all your hate mail. How can we get better? All that kind of stuff. All right, my name is Kirk, and I'm here with Chow and Tom. Signing off. See you guys later.
See you guys. Peace out.
Laters.